Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, we're in Zeder Taros. We are in Perek Vav, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Arba Sveikos, Rabbi Yeshua Metame, Bachachamim Metarim. There are four types of doubts where Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim argue in regard to Tuma, with Rabbi Yeshua taking the strict position. Ketzad, what are the four cases? Hatame Omid Vatar Over. The Tame person here who is a Metzora is standing still under an awning or a tree in Rishus Hayachid, and a Torah person is passing by. Well, that's case number one. Case number two, Hatar Omid Vatame Over. The Torah person is standing under the tree of the awning, and the Metzora is passing by. The third case, Hatuma Rishus Hayachid Vatara Rishus Harabim, where we have a store, some sort of Tame object lying inside a store, and somebody carrying something Torah into the area, into the public domain, and we don't know whether did that person pass through the Rishus HaYachid or not, or Atumah Rishus HaYachid, Tamar Rishus HaRabim, the Tumah is in the Rishus HaYachid, in the Taras and Rishus HaRabim, or Tara Rishus HaYachid, Tumah Rishus HaRabim, the Tara, the person passing by is in the Rishus HaYachid, and the Tumah is in the Rishus HaRabim, and Safik Naga, Safik Lo Naga, whatever it is in all four of these cases, we don't know if he touched or didn't touch. Safik Kehil, Safik Lo Kehil, he says a doubt as to whether he was on top of it or not. Safik Hesit, Safik Lo Hesit, and there's a doubt as to whether he moved it or not. Rabbi Yeshua Metame, Rabbi Yeshua says it's Tame, and why is that? He says it's a Safik in Rishus HaYachid, and Rabim. So in such a situation, we follow the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore we follow and assume it's Tameh. But Chachamim Etarim, the Chachamim say it's Tor, because we follow the Rishus HaRabim. And we say that a Safik Tum of Rishus HaRabim is judged leniently, and therefore that is the way the Chachamim maintain, and of course the way that we paskin. Says the Mishnah, let's say we have a tame item on a branch of a tree that is growing also in the Rishus HaRabim. When a person climbs the tree and he doesn't know did he touch the tame item, safik naga, safik lo naga. He doesn't know if he touched the tree or not, the tuma in the tree or not. So sveiko tame, in such a situation, the situation is assumed to be tame, because in regard to the rules of the Safik Tumah, the top of the tree is considered a Rishus HaYachid. People don't usually go there. So even though it's over Rishus HaRabim, it's not in the Rishus HaRabim, and so therefore his doubt is judged strictly. Hechnes Yado L'chor Sheyesh Bo Tumah. What if I stuck my hand inside a hole that has an object of Tumah hidden in there, next to the Rishus HaRabim? And while I'm standing in the Rishus HaRabim, I stick my hand inside, and I'm not sure in that situation, Safik Naga, Safik Lo Naga, I don't know if I touched it or not, Sveiko Tame, we assume that we are strict about the situation, because again, although I'm standing in the Rishus HaRabim, the depth of the wall is determined to be a place where the rabbim don't go, and so we're strict in that situation. What if you have a store that has tamei stuff and it's open to Rishus HaRabim? Safik nechnas, safik lo nechnas, and we're not sure if he went inside or not. So sveik otar, we assume that the safik is judged to be tar, because there he's inside the Rishus HaRabim. Right, safik naga, safik lo naga, sveik otar. But this is a question of whether he touched or he didn't touch, where the store is open into the public domain, and it has a tumah, the tumah sheretz inside. So in such a situation, we assume that it's going to be tahor, since the person was in the Rishus HaRabim. We don't know if he ever stuck his hand in the Rishus HaYachid. We follow the last known status, which is that he was in the Rishus HaRabim, and the doubt would be tahor. Shtei chanuyos, but if I have two stores, echad tami v'echad tahor, one is tami and one's tahor, and nechnas l'echad mehem, and he goes into one of the two of them, safik l'tami nechnas, safik l'tahor nechnas, and we don't know if he went into the tami one or the tahor one, so sveiko tami. In such a situation, we assume that the doubt is going to be determined to be tame, because there the tumah is in the private domain. The question is a question that came up into the private domain, and so therefore the determination is going to be also a determination that's going to be determined on the basis of the private domain. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a phenomenal, fantastic day.